He's just woken up from the other jingles, I see.
Well, I must say, I must commend him on the jingles, and I, you know, 30 hours worth of jingles takes a long time.
Yeah. Although, he did it quite quickly.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I think I've sat through, because Zoe and Johnny used to be voices of the station when you used to come on jingles, and I remember on the 45-hour one, I'm pretty sure you were just going, hour one.
Do you mean 65 hours?
That's the one. Why did I say 45?
Don't short change us by 20 hours. Thanks so much.
I was only on the beginning hours, though. Nearer the end, we said hour 42, and Jez is still alive.
Yeah. I mean, there was a point when I thought we weren't going to be able to use that jingle.
Yeah.
But it was fine in the end. It was okay.
Yeah.
I was all right throughout.
Other people, remember, not so much. So what have you? So you've had lots of people on over the past 30 years, haven't you, Zoe? You've had Yelmer contact you. Did you have your two comedians that you were going to talk to?
Oh no,
no,
oh you didn't. No. Oh, okay, that sort of puts that to bed. Then okay, then no. Fine.
Jack Fielder Skyped with us.
I know, I heard that bit as well, oh. And I was like, I missed it.
I missed that.
Well, I heard it a little bit and then missed quite a lot of it. So, but yeah, you've not been on your own. You've had everybody in the studio.
I think that's made things a lot easier, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think you would have made 30 hours if it not for everybody else in the room, to be honest. And anybody who's not in the room have gone home to sleep.
Like normal people.
Yeah.
Soon, Zoe, you'll be able to sleep on the train home.
No one is ever normal, especially with rap.
Yes, well
everyone has their quirks. That's what makes everyone in themselves.
Exactly, yeah. We'd be boring if we were all the same.
Indeed.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't want to update your Google Maps, go away. Sorry.
So is this the last home radio things that you two will be doing now then?
I'm going to try and come back whenever I can, because I want to try and stay within the Gloucestershire area. But I don't really know at this point.
But yeah.
What about you, Kate?
See ya.
That's very depressing.
This time tomorrow I'll be gone. Goodbye. Goodbye, Tone.
Oh, that's a bit final.
Goodbye, world.
Oh, that sounds hard.
You hung out of me.
Maybe
a little bit.
Yeah, they tried with us and it just didn't work.
We all love you.
I was going to say, most of the people in here have just come back, especially for this occasion.
Mm.
AKA Jez. Who is still attached. I think you're still sort of shackled to the desk, even now.
Yeah.
And then loads of people come back, but yeah. It's but you're in your last hour, you two. So you know you're on the home stretch now.
Yay! No, I thought about just stopping now. You know, just going. No, that's enough. No.
That's it. Let's just go home.
No.
Well, we did say if we got to $3,000, we'd just pack it all in, no matter what time we got it there.
Yeah, but we haven't got $3,000 yet.
No, unfortunately not. But that's fine. There really is no point stopping now.
No, well, now you've done 29 hours and 3 minutes, you might as well carry on.
Nothing's gonna stop us now.
Although it looks like something will stop Zoe in a minute.
You didn't seem to appreciate that.
Like, okay, that's happened. So, in terms of like mopping up stuff.
Yeah.
We still want to do some more heads up, don't we?
Yes.
Because I think literally like get as many people in as we can, as long as they can see the thing.
Heads up. It's a great game.
It's really good.
Sounds interesting.
It's really good. We should do.
just things. We should just
no,
do
No, we
things.
Should do a final charity appeal for why we've done this stupid thing.
We should, yeah. Should we do that now?
Yeah. Now's a better time than any.
Yeah, do it now.
Everyone else seems to have decided that. That's fine.
Okay. So, this is the final time we'll probably mention it. Well, might mention it one small time after this hour. But basically... during this hour, sorry.
Right, thank you.
So, everyone who's listening now, I want you to go online and at least put £1 on onto the... Oh, I'll donate £1 to...
I was about to say, it sounds like you're putting a bet on.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you to at least do £1, right? You can do more than that. You can do £2, £5, £12, £100, £55 million. Any money that you can put to it, then do it. All you have to do to donate is go to soundgorillas.co.uk/ the big podcast and then look for donate now, or you can go to facebook.com/ SG big podcast and press and there's a link on there which will take you to our fundraiser page. So yeah, do that, please do that. It would be pretty cool if you could donate what you can. If you've been listening, or if you're listening now, I've been listening all the way through, then please do something, because it's a nice thing to do. We're going to mention Matt Smith very briefly again. He's not the Doctor Who Matt Smith. He's the one from Swindon who seems to be, well, he's our biggest fan, and I think we're his fan now as well. So yeah, if you you know, he did £50 for us, to be fair, which is almost half the budget of what's been put in. So yeah, please do it. We'll. If you donate after the time, we'll put your name on the Sangrillas podcast website stuff. You'll see it on the thing. Anyway, that's enough from that now, because I'm babbling on. Yeah.
You're right.
Yes.
Do you want to sit down?
I do.
Okay.
Yay!
Johnny's feeling the heat now. Oh, no, I need to sit down now.
I think I'm just more like the day, and whatever.
You're okay.
Just kind of stuck in the corner.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm loving it.
You know where you belong, Kate.
Wow. I have made up some lies for you and a truth. Well, two truths and a lie.
Brilliant.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at lying, though.
That's fine. We did that with Tom this morning, and it was
amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah. The conversation after was just beautiful. So.
Oh, you were listening. Brilliant.
I was here.
Were you?
I was. I was sat right here. We found some great things out about you, Zoe Fell.
Were you really here?
I was really here, because I told you a story.
You did.
I did.
You were here.
I was here till about 3 a.m.
Yes, you were. I'm really sorry that I forgot you were here.
Yeah, I was here, plodding along. You'll have to listen again to find out those stories.
Because you don't have to.
I mean, we'd rather you didn't, but if you want to, then
All's fair in love and
maybe if
podcasts.
You want to listen again Pizza. To this embarrassing story, then you have to donate like £100. I think that's fair.
Just lock What's them behind that? A paywall.
Yeah.
Lock them behind a donation wall.
So okay, do you want these? I feel like I can't look at you.
Me?
Anyone?
Because you'll laugh.
Yeah.
Well, you can't exactly face anywhere else.
I'll just stare at this.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So the first one is I once flashed to absolutely everyone in public. So everything. That was great fun. I have a strange love for 50p's to the point that I have as many 50p's as I can. And I was once in the club getting with someone and wet myself.
Right. Are you prepared to be questioned on all of these?
Now, yeah.
We'll discuss the flashing incident first.
Okay.
Now, when you say you flashed everything,
yeah.
Do you mean literally everything?
Everything in the top half.
Right, okay. That's fine. Because yep. I've done both, but never together. It's very easy to see. What were the circumstances surrounding that incident?
So I was probably about 12 and I was at the local country fair. Right. Had a really, really long dress on, and I think it was like flip-flops or Crocs. They got stuck in the dress and I thought my family were around and they actually weren't. So I was just in the middle of like loads of people, no bra on, and my dress probably down to my hips.
Right.
So that was great for me. Everyone had a great view at that country fair. So I'm sorry, anyone.
Right.
Jess has just walked in the room and gone, what on earth is going on here?
It's two truths and a lie. 50p's, talk to me about 50p's.
So it kind of started especially when the whole Olympic 50p came out, and now ever since then every time I have a 50p that I haven't got in a collection, I keep it, and I get really sad if I actually spend 50p's.
So is there more than one design on the Olympic 50p?
Yeah.
How many are there?
I have no idea, because there's millions, but I've probably got, don't know, I've not counted. But I've got a lot just stacking up everywhere.
Where are you keeping them?
I've got some at home in Suffolk and some in my car.
Are they just chucked around?
Yeah.
Or?
They're like on this. Well, my mum's moved them and I don't know where they are. So right. I'm a little bit upset, but nothing I can do. Okay. So we've got like a little shelf on the bureau and they're kind of in a corner.
Bureau.
Got voice camera on. And in the bureau. And in my car. So I've got everything. I've got Olympic, I've got weird designs, I've got every year.
Uh-huh.
Just if I haven't got it, I've got it now.
Okay, interesting. And then everyone's favourite stories about
wetting themselves. Yeah.
Talk to me, Kate. What happened?
So, it's in Moo's in the corner.
When was this?
Last year.
I thought you were just going to go, last week?
Last week, yep. I haven't been to Moo's in so long, so... and it's probably why I haven't been to Moo's since. And there was this really nice kind of guy. We were just chilling. I'd had quite a bit to drink. You know, propaganda. You kind of dance to all the music. You kind of love in life a bit. Getting into the songs, kissing this guy. And I think the mate actually tickled me. So I think that was why I wet myself. But I wet myself while getting with this beautiful guy. Didn't see him again after. It's a little embarrassing.
What were you wearing at the time?
I was wearing leggings and a blue top.
Were they dark leggings?
Black, yeah.
So it wasn't obvious that you
had...
It
wasn't obvious.
But did you go, kind of feel it. I've wet myself?
Yeah, it was one of those moments where it was like, okay, I'm going to leave you now. Goodbye.
I'm just going to dance away.
Yeah, but I don't really get with people in clubs. Can I just say that? And then if I do...
No judgment, come on.
If I do... It literally lasts about 5 minutes and I'm like, oh, this is rank and walk off anyway, so...
So are you using wing yourself as an excuse for just...
Walking off, yeah.
Right.
So it's just normal Kate just to walk off after about a minute, okay. So just wetting myself happened to be a great excuse.
Okay. Johnny, what do you think?
I think... so it was 50p's, what was... 50p's, the wetting yourself, and what was the other one?
Flushing everyone.
I think that, and it's two truths.
Yeah.
I think the 50p's and the flashing is true.
True.
So you think the lie is that she wet herself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, what do you reckon?
I'm not entirely sure. Collecting coins is quite a big thing. Like, my dad collects stamps, or used to collect stamps. He used to get the Royal Mail stamps and everything.
Sorry, Johnny. Just kicking Johnny under the table.
I think the lie is the flashing. I reckon the lie is the flashing.
Are you playing jazz?
What are we doing? Telling what the lie is?
Yeah.
I think it's the 50p's.
Okay.
So Jess thinks it's 50p's.
Okay.
Everyone's got one so far.
Stephen, what do you think?
I probably think the one about... what were they again? Just refresh
me. Himself, 50p's, and flashing in public.
I'd probably say the one about flashing in public.
Is the lie.
Yeah, the lie.
Okay. I think that 50p's is the lie. So I think you flashed because it happens. It happens.
It happens.
And wetting yourself again, it happens.
Mm.
50. You don't strike me as a 50p fanatic.
Kind of girl, yeah.
No. What is it, Kate?
I have not wet myself in Moo's. In fact, I hardly ever get with anyone in Moo's. So if someone comes up to me to try and get with me in Moo's, then I'd probably just run the other way. But... Yeah.
I feel a bit bad for just going, no, Kate definitely wet herself.
She definitely got with someone and wet herself. No, I collect 50p's and
why?
I have a weird obsession.
What is it
I
about
don't
them?
Know. I think it's all the different patterns. Like, they have, like, all the ones for, like, I think there was one for, like, RSPCA, mm-hmm. and it had loads of animals on it, and then they had all the different ones.
They're all worth different things as well, aren't they?
Also, there was one in a Blue Peter competition where they had some contestants designing 50p coins.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
It was a while ago, but...
I don't, like, go out of my way for 50p's. Like, I don't go on eBay and I think,
right,
that's a £10 for
a 50p. Do you get quite excited if you get change and you get a really shiny 50p?
Yeah. And if, like, I have one that I've not got, like, I'll add it to my collection. So I've got pretty much all the Olympic ones, mm-hmm. and, yeah,
I just love 50p. God, it's really
such
weird.
A nerd.
If you got change, yeah. So if you got a load of pound coins,
yeah.
And the person behind you gave you them as change, would you go, could you give me 50p instead?
No, because it's always really disappointing when there's ones that you've had or they're really dull. So it's more kind of like, because a lot of 50p's are normal. It's kind of like the Queen's head. It's a 50p. It's just a normal 50p. But...
Speaking of which, I've got this one, which I'm...
I've got that one.
It looks like a commemoration towards World War I, because it's got a soldier carrying another soldier.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was to do with. I think it was to do with the army. I think it was a memorial. I've kind of researched into what some of them mean as well. So,
I'm sorry for casting...
A weird judgment. I don't think anyone expects me to have
but
a weird crush on 50p.
You're better at lying than you think you are.
Thanks, guys. So,
you're
yeah,
welcome.
I've not ever wet myself. But, yeah, I did actually flash a group of people in a country fair.
It happens.
Yeah, it was a bit embarrassing.
I was right for both, then.
Well done, Johnny. I'm proud.
Me too. I guess.
So we've learnt that everyone in a country first seen my boobs, and I'm quite good at lying, so I'm having a weird obsession with 50p's.
So you're having a good day, all in all.
Bonded. My last day in Cheltenham, may as well make it like this. Bonding. I know.
I don't want everyone to go.
Well, unfortunately, it has to happen.
I'm kind of excited, is that bad?
No, it's a new chapter of your life.
New chapter.
There we go.
Who won Bombardment, by the way? I know I was here for one in the afternoon.
I think it was you. We were going to have another round.
Yes, but...
You could make one in the next 15 minutes.
No, Dan State was going to do it.
Yeah, it was Dan State's little thing.
And so he's gone home for a nap or whatever.
Yeah, and I don't blame him because he was here very early.
So we'll have to call you the winner of Bombardment, then. There we go. Well then, Zoe, you got, what score was it in the end?
I don't know.
I think I got 52.
Is it on here? Just looking at his
rummaging around through.
You got 42, you got 49.
No, we had another one since.
Did you have another one?
I'm going to wear the plug crown.
Plug crown?
I think I got 10 right and you got 12 right after that. So yeah, there you go.
So there's that done.
Some of these questions are so weird.
That's what Bombardment is.
I think those are the 100 questions, 100 random questions.
Yeah,
chuck some of those out, Kate.
Yeah. We can all have a chat about them.
Okay,
for a bit.
Are you patient?
No. Yeah. Well, actually, it depends in what circumstance.
Yeah. I mean, I've learned that sometimes in life that patience is a good virtue to have, especially when it comes to waiting for the latest issues of comic books that you're looking forward to, and other things beside.
Wow. Mm. Hot tea or cold tea?
Oh.
Warm
tea. You see, I can go either way.
Either way.
Like, I wouldn't choose an iced tea unless it was, like, a fresh iced tea. I wouldn't choose iced tea out of a bottle.
Oh, do you know what? Have any of you ever had bubble tea?
No, but I want
it's
to.
It's so good. I've got a picture on my iPad, actually. I got it in Bristol, and it's the best thing.
What is bubble tea?
I think it's Japanese.
It's tapioca in there.
Yeah, it's...
Tapioca pearls.
Yeah, little, like... They call it bubbles, but they're, like, little round... circly things that
tapioca pearls tapioca pearls
what Zoe said tapioca pearls.
Tapioca
brilliant and it's like this. I had a chocolate milk tea. It's really good.
That does look good.
Yeah,
good.
I'm not much of a tea person though.
But it's more like a milkshake, isn't it? It's like a really creamy milkshake.
Then that would be something I could go for. Where'd you get that from?
It's just chocolate milkshake, the one I had. It was chocolate milkshake with little bubbles that weren't bubbles.
Chocolate milkshake! I don't know why I did that.
I've got one. Ever get the feeling of déjà vu?
All the time.
Yeah.
Several
really
times
all
over.
The time.
I've had it once during the podcast as well, which is
have you?
Yeah, when we did not this time, but when we do the normal one, it's like I'll be sat there and we'll be talking. It's like, Avery's going to walk through the door in a minute, and then she doesn't. But it just feels like that's been the situation. Yeah.
I've had it several times over. I mean, there's even been times when I felt like I've had deja vu maybe once, twice, or even three times before. Yeah. Is that even possible?
Once times, yes. Three times a lady.
Brilliant. Oh, no.
What about DJ or band at a wedding? What would you prefer?
Ooh. Can I have band, but with a guest Spotify playlist?
Okay.
So a band, but after the band have finished, all of the guests contribute to a group, an open Spotify playlist. And
that's a cool idea.
Thank you very much. I'm not getting married. not anytime soon, anyway.
But that way no one can moan about music, so... Really? Everyone's happy.
Smart.
See, I'd like a band, but if they were, like, decent. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want one of these bands who turn up and you love them, like, their music, and they just are really bad when you see them live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it to be really cringy. Like, the Maroon 5 Sugar video, that's just... No. Don't be cringy.
Well, do bear in mind that that was all set up.
Yeah.
So.
But if it actually was like that in my life, that'd be horrible.
I'm going to put a bed on. Yeah.
Do you find Christmas stressful, and do you hate it when Christmas songs come on too early?
Yes, because I work in retail, and yes. No Christmas songs before December the 1st. After December the 1st, all Christmas all the time.
Same here as well, that is.
The trouble is they keep doing it earlier and earlier each year. I mean, they even started doing Christmas stuff even before the Halloween ever finished yet.
Do you know what I saw on, I think it was BuzzFeed, that a town in Liverpool had apparently the weight rating of the worst Christmas tree. So in about April, they put up their Christmas tree. Oh,
sorry.
They put up a Christmas tree to try and make it better and bigger and get everyone to then rate them as like the best place for Christmas. It's really weird.
That almost feels a bit depressing.
Yeah.
We really need something to do in this hour, I think. I think that's the main...
Let's play thing. Heads Up.
Heads Up? What's
yes.
that? So explain it first, because I don't know.
I mean, it's not on my iPad. It's on Miss Lydia's cake.
Oh, I need to do admin, by the way, very quickly. Right, so it's the last time, as you said, last time to donate. If you want to donate, go to sandgorillas.co.uk/thebigpodcast. Or go to our Facebook, facebook.com/SGBigPodcast. Donate what you can. And yeah, it'll be cool. If you've got a last message for us though today, as I say, get us on the email studio@toneradiolive.co.uk or text 60300 and start your message with the word tone. Text across 25p on your standard network rate. Well done.
Great. Brilliant.
Well done, Johnny.
I'll be back.
Okay.
Was that a threat or a promise?
Both. Right, Stephen, you have to move. That'll make life easier.
Okay. I'll be back. Go out of the way.
So I'll be back, and we're going to play Heads Up, and it's going to get exciting.
It's going to be great.
Yay.
Okay,
is that a promise?
No. Threat. Thomas, a threat.
What one was Heads Up again?
Literally the one that we played.
Oh, yeah,
where you
okay.
Flip it.
Flip it? Like a coin?
Flip it real good.
No.
Can you unplug me, please, from down there?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, Dan returns!
Oh, yay!
We were just talking about you.
Yeah.
You guys have only got 37 minutes.
I know!
37 minutes.
Wow. Where has the time gone?
That's just cray.
I think it just flew away in a hot air blimp.
Yeah.
And then went back to 1970 and crashed. And that's what we know as the Hindenburg.
Wow.
The Hindenburg, 1970.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't think your history is very up to scratch. Test your mark.
Did you have a nice sleep, Dan?
I've only got 2 hours of sleep.
Only 2 hours?
Yeah. You might as well have stayed up.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing was, I was woken up this morning by the countdown to the new Thunderbirds show.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just in time to watch the episode.
So, I guess I should ask more of these questions because I've still got loads of them left.
That's a thing to know.
They were doing a couple, so we were having a little bit of a chat about them and stuff. Yeah.
And afterwards, Kate is trying to sort some stuff out for another segment, I think.
Yeah, you're just getting rather toasty in here now.
I like toast.
I don't even feel that hot, which I'm a bit worried about.
I'll be fine, mate.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I didn't. Sorry, how.
Oh, I hear Fred Hart as well.
Yes, I hear Fred Hart.
Fred!
Everyone's come back in the last 30 minutes.
The gag's all here!
Fred, have you just about recovered from... obviously, don't say any of the words on air. Have you just about recovered from what we put you through this morning?
Yeah.
Good.
Huzzah! Oh, and my headphones are going all crackly.
Now we're going to have to make a Fred Hart says dirty words soundboard.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
On the internet.
Yes. Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah, last night we played... I keep forgetting the game's
Cards
name.
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, I missed that.
And Fred...
me.
Well,
you and Dan.
Yeah. We all were playing and...
It was a delight.
It was really cool.
It was great.
I'm going to have to re-listen to the podcast just to hear you play Cards Against Humanity.
That was between 3 and 4 and 4 and 5.
Yeah.
About the time I was trying to settle down to sleep. Because I had to go back and sleep and then prepare some stuff for a barbecue I'm going over for Buzzbeat members.
Very nice.
Yes. Buzzbeat barbecue.
Yes.
Has Buzzbeat got a website?
Yeah, buzzbeat.com or something like that. It's also on TuneIn, as it's an internet-based radio station, Youth for Youth and all that jazz.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm doing a...
Nice little plug for them there. not intentional, but there it is.
That's what I was just going to say.
I'm wearing an appropriate t-shirt now.
It's fine.
Meanwhile, I've gone Power Rangers on Saturday TV when there was decent stuff on.
That wasn't very radiogenic. I'm wearing a t-shirt that says I hate people.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
I've got a shirt on and a hoodie.
Yeah.
Everyone's just wearing clothes in here.
Have you got clothes? Has everyone got clothes in here?
Yes.
If you've got clothes, you can contact us.
Yeah.
How can you contact us, Johnny?
If you've got clothes, donate to us.
Donate. No, we're not looking for clothes. We're looking for money.
Yeah, no, if you've got clothes, you can donate to us in money.
Yes.
Yeah, because you can sell your clothes for money. Also, yeah, I guess you can.
Yeah.
Get food
for sell your clothes for money. Give us the money. Thank you.
Give us the money, money, money.
Ta-da.
To help people in Kenya.
Sorry, I shouldn't come in here and spread the madness.
It's fine. We've got not long left.
The door to madness was open a long time ago. Back in the mists of time, you might say.
Back in the mists of time. Stephen, you're really not helping.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to come up with another round of bombardment.
You well, you'll have to be...
As it is.
You have to
have,
be
you,
very,
have you
very,
written
very,
it? Is it all
very,
written?
Very, huh?
Is it all written? Oh, okay.
I can do that very quickly.
Okay.
Be sure that it's extremely quicker than a quicker white lightning boat of the Isle of Wight.
Stephen, why are random words coming out of your mouth in no particular order?
He's not even been awake as long as us.
No.
At least I've got an excuse.
Yeah.
I can't help it. It's the way my brain works. It's slightly different to most people's.
Mm. And it comes out with complete gobbledygook, and we're supposed to decipher all of it, despite the fact that a lot of us are quite sleep deprived.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Johnny?
I'm alive.
How about you?
I'm all right. Like the wave of tiredness is kind of creeping back in.
Yeah,
tired.
That's what I'm getting.
But I think it's because in my head I'm like, oh, actually. I do get to go home in like an hour, so it's fine.
Yeah.
The reward you will receive will be infinitely good.
Yes.
What you've got to do now in terms of the podcast is 1/60th remaining.
There you go. Quick maths. I like that.
Math.
So you've done 59 out of 60.
That's almost a full score.
You weren't in when Jason came this morning, were you?
I was.
Oh, we?
Yeah, I was here when Jason came in.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh. Yeah, because me and Tom are outside.
Oh, yeah.
We were having talks about the scatological story.
Yes.
Scatological.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Scat Man. Well, it is. If you a bit of a different one, though.
That'll be what Jason is called from now.
I think we made that joke after he left as well. Yeah. I'm sure. I'm always positive we did.
What would you say if he's listening right now to the podcast? If he is at
all. Hi, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Look what we've done with our degrees.
We've just done a 30-hour stint on the radio. I hope you're pleased.
I mean, pleased is one way of describing it.
Yeah.
What would be the other way?
A slight inquiry. Why do you have toilet roll in the studio?
Because he's had a runny nose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do we do with these things?
We'll sort them later.
Okay. I was going to say something, but then I thought it would be bad taste.
I'd like...
Okay, in
I'd
that
like
case,
some...
Let's not.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
If there's... If, humor. I know I've had some, but if no one wants some of it, then I want some.
What, okay. Some of what?
Yeah.
What?
That Jason brought in things for us today.
Oh, how kind of him.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
Indeed.
Yeah. Actually, do we not get discounts? Speaking of stuff, I got a comment about one of the IPP thing, the IPP project I got.
Right, let's...
No, move on for that.
Get some people in.
I was just going to say very quickly, Zoe, actually.
Just rambling
so,
here.
So, what have we learnt in this podcast?
Never to agree to a 30-hour podcast ever again?
Yes. I agree.
Good. I'm glad we're agreed on that. I would shake hands with you, but you're ill, so... I'll stay on this
side of
the desk.
Fred is in.
You're going to be ill.
Woo! Don't want to be ill.
Okay.
How are you this morning, Fred?
I'm all right. As I walked in there, I heard Johnny saying, "You're going to be ill."
It was aimed at me.
Oh, right.
Not it's yet. Not in the morning.
Yeah, it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, do a high five then.
No.
Oh.
They don't work on the radio.
I do a...
Or on the podcast.
Yeah, one of those. But, I won't actually high-five you, if that's all right.
Okay.
Don't be sad, I just don't want to be ill, because I'm back at work on Monday, that's all.
Yeah.
I think I might have some hand sanitizer.
I'm fine.
What's that got to do with high-five?
It's all right, she just doesn't want to touch my hand, it's okay. It's fine. I'm joking.
It's fine, I'm sure I've not showered for a day and a half, so you probably don't want to touch me either.
You've probably got flu anyway.
All right. I don't know what this weird, like, grubby stuff on my nails is, so, you know, who knows?
That's the flu.
No, I think it might be off my jeans, but I don't know.
It's a special form of tone radio dust.
Actually, right. There is... I noticed my laptop and my pad had dust on it.
Dust.
I think that's a...
No!
Dust.
Anybody...
Dust. A little bit of dust.
Or is it anybody... Right. No, dust.
And anybody else...
Little Britain?
No.
Shout it and I'll turn the mics down. Zoe, shout. You can shout and I'll turn the mics down.
Oh, I think it's coming in now. I'm not shouting.
Okay.
Yay! Ready? Always.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
Born ready.
Right. Let's do it. Who's going first?
You can.
Okay.
Ladies first. Here's the mic.
Thanks.
Hiya.
So it's round two or three. Four or however many rounds we've done, I don't really know anymore. We're gonna play Heads Up again. That was great fun.
It was.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do songs.
Yeah, that's good.
That's always fun. Wow, they said for an extra challenge, try whistling. We're not trying whistling. That would not go very well. So
I can't whistle.
Brilliant. So what you do? Is you try and explain to me what's on the iPad. Pretty simple. There we go. Right. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
Fred probably can't see from where he stood.
No, I can.
Okay. Okay, so...
Aardvark.
Awful.
So you would sit here if you wanted to watch the tide roll away.
Sea, beach.
No. It's where boats go to...
Harbour.
No, but like that. Shorter word.
Ha.
No.
Burr.
No, it's not that word.
His last name is almost the same name as a town near London. Begins... It sounds like bedding.
Oh, no. No. Okay.
no, she wore a pointy bra.
Madonna.
Yep. It's a song.
Like a virgin.
Yeah. Song. It pumped. It's.
By yourself.
By yourself. And
alone.
Yeah. By the thing that pumps blood around your body.
His last name.
Yeah.
Is that
oh,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No!
Oh, oh, wait, wait.
It was Hello Lionel Richie.
I thought that wave meant no.
No, I would have done that.
The opposite to the bye.
So, Like a Virgin, Madonna, and Alone Heart, we did really well. Who wants to go next?
Let's get Fred doing
it. I was going to say that, Fred.
I'll do it. I'll have a go.
Me.
Whoever.
All right.
As he's returning, let's Dan do it first.
I'm better off trying to say what they are.
So have I got to do that?
Yeah.
So if you get it right, you flick it down. If you get it wrong, chuck it up. Okay. She's going out with Calvin Harris.
Ellie Goulding.
No, other one.
Taylor Swift.
Yep. And she had really bad feelings about you.
And a goat did a cover of
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember at all.
Means naughty.
Yeah. Eh? She realised that the person was bad. It was naughty. You weren't good.
Trouble.
Yes. That was the wrong way.
You're not allowed to feel it.
Eh?
You're not allowed to feel it.
Big parachute pants. You use it to bang in nails.
Hammer. MC Hammer.
Yeah.
I can't touch this.
Yeah. So flip it down. Good. It's a song I hated. Banned on Blur on here.
Oh, Blurred Lines?
Yes.
Gwen Stefani.
Yep,
band.
Her band. Small
Child.
Infant.
No idea.
It was Hey Baby by No Doubt.
I don't know No Doubt, so.
I panicked about that Robin Thicke one.
You did Hey Baby, Hey Baby, Hey.
Girl say.
Who's next?
Me. I'm not so good with music, so this is going to be terrible, probably.
Oh, I can't.
Go right in the back. Or there, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. Okay. So if you wanted to say to an archer that they needed to get their aim in a certain
target.
That one's quite difficult.
Pass it. Flip it up. Yeah, bring it down. She sang about an umbrella.
Under the umbrella.
No, who? The artist that sang that.
I have no idea.
Okay, pass. She got pass.
Punched. Oh.
moneysupermarket.com.
Yes. That song.
The song from it.
Yeah. The band. It's a small feline and a thing that girls would play with.
Cat.
Barbie's one of them.
The full name of a meow.
Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah. Yes. What song? It's half of it's a dance. It was Don't Cha, as in Cha Cha.
Yeah. Shall I have a go?
Shall you have a go?
I scored a nothing.
But you tried hard. That's the important thing. Yeah. And those were tricky. Those ones, genuinely.
Do they have anything other than songs?
Yeah, they've got some crackers on it.
They've got some really great ones on there.
Here we go then.
Right, let's stand up first.
Hey, Johnny, show us how it's done.
Okay.
This musical knowledge. Go.
If you were throwing stones in a circular way around a timepiece,
around time?
No, no. But you're right over the middle.
Back in time,
No.
It's
a type of comet. The person that
it's
sang it.
That you would find on a jukebox.
It's a type of comet.
Something band. It's like a, you know, you get jazz and you get
rock band.
Yeah, but it's doing something on one of
a timepiece.
Like a timepiece.
Big Ben.
Or a watch.
Big Ben is a big
clock.
Yeah. So
beat the clock.
No.
So with the first word that you said about a band and then clock.
Rock clock.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, God.
Famous Christmas song.
One that Radio 1 plays all the time.
Mariah Carey. It's Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas is You. Shall I have a go?
Let's have a go, Zoe. Let me go, Zoe.
Okay.
Right.
Here we go.
We'll get, can everyone see?
Yeah,
I'm going to hit something.
Two, one.
Pointy Ooh. Boobs.
Madonna.
When you, you're trying to show off feelings. Yourself, you're Vogue. Going to...
show
you're
your feelings.
To,
another way of showing...
Yeah, show your feelings.
Show your feelings. You're going you, to you, your... Mm. Someone. You're going to... It was you, covered.
Transpennine. Yeah.
you...
So you want to show off yourself. You so you're going to... You,
I'm
going to
pass because I'm not going to get it.
Okay.
Oh, you like this track? When something, when Chernobyl, well,
something green
grew up,
and slimy.
It
radiated.
What did we do as a degree?
Mythical
radio.
And it's
radiation. Radioactive. By
mythical creatures.
Pictures.
Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
It's a woof. Woof.
Woof. Aha. Woof.
And he's got the funny hair.
Thank you very much.
You ain't nothing but a
Elvis hound dog. Elvis hound dog.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that as a win. But it takes video of people doing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I just there you go.
That was
poor. That was poor on my part.
That's. Should we go back to animals? Animals was fun.
Are like
okay,
animals.
So around each of animals.
Yes.
I think Kate should show us how it's done first.
Okay.
Right. So we're only supposed to use actions and noises.
Really? I'm going to that.
That's not radiogenic, though, is it?
No!
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cuckoo.
Yes.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh no!
Meow.
Kitten.
A
lion. A tiger.
Rawr.
I don't know what that is. A tiger. A lion. A panda. A panther.
Yes. Oh.
It's blood.
Bleach.
Yes.
Cheese.
Mouse. What does... Oh, it constricts.
A snake.
A specific
anaconda.
A feather.
Boa.
Yes. It stinks. Absolutely stinks. Black and white.
Called? Oh, badger. No.
It's like a badger.
Black and white.
No.
Old women who like young men. It was skunk that you passed on.
Well, we got.
Brilliant.
I got cuckoo in the end. Got seven.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Right, who's going next?
My turn. Okay.
This is great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Christmas.
Rudolph.
Reindeer.
Yes.
Yep. Down. Oh. It's a car,
type of car, but also a big cat.
Big cat in this car. It's black. It's got
not Jess.
Panther.
Begins with
no. Like that, begins but not.
The logo same. Is kind of like that.
Puma.
No.
Lion.
No.
Peugeot.
No.
Posh car.
There you go.
Okay. It's a type of dog.
It's a type of dog.
Wasn't
Beethoven.
Yeah. Beethoven.
St. Bernard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it yes?
Yeah. Long
really
neck.
Long neck.
Giraffe.
Yes. Like a crocodile, but not.
Alligator.
Yeah.
Hops around.
Kangaroo.
No, it's small, fluffy, fluffy tail.
It's like a bunny.
Bunny.
Yes. Yeah.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
They have pearls in them.
Clam.
Do they have pearls in them, Austin?
Yeah, oysters do. Yeah. It was oyster. But that was good.
That was a good one.
This is more fun than songs.
Oh, Fred, please play the animal one.
Come on,
come
Fred.
Come on, please.
Come on, I'll give it a go.
Yay!
I'll probably get them all wrong.
To be fair, I think this is after we broke him with Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, you hold it up when you get to your face like that. If it's a yes, you put it down.
I should probably stand over so you can actually see it.
Okay.
Ben, what do I do?
It's like a crab, but longer.
Served in restaurants.
Not a clue.
Flip it out. Yeah.
They're like really annoying.
They would survive a nuclear attack.
They've got hard shells and they're tiny and they like run around and they're vermin.
Insect that is commonly referred to as a pest.
Flick it up, flick it up.
Up.
That's what do you mean in your house?
Oh god.
Yes, like a type of donkey?
Yeah. But short.
It's a cross between
is it
a
your dad?
No, it's not. cross between a horse and a donkey.
Cross between a
flip it up, flip it up, flip it up. Long nose at the beginning of the dictionary.
And a long and long tongue as well.
Yeah, eat small things.
Has a long anteater.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. It's a type of fish. Yeah. Sounds like puppy.
Oh Christ.
No, not a clue.
Up.
Guppy. Oh.
Right. What's that?
Elephant there.
Like that.
I didn't get any of them.
You got two.
Go.
Who's next?
Johnny's going.
Are we doing animal one again?
Yes.
Come on, Johnny, you got this.
Got this in the bag.
What have I got to do?
Play this deck again, I think.
Yeah, swipe it up.
Hold it up.
There we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Get genuinely stressed doing this.
If they sting you.
They got pincers.
Yes. Gordon the
gopher.
Yes. Yep. it's a specific type of.
And horses have them on their feet.
It's hoof.
No, the metal thing.
Horse.
What's
the thing?
Horseshoe.
And it's
the pincer thing.
I don't know.
The thing you just said, this orange,
horseshoe.
and you can
then, lobster.
No, other one. Yeah.
Put it together.
Oink,
oink, oink.
Yes.
It's a sport, and it also is like green and hops around.
Yeah,
you play it. No,
you play it. You play it with a bat
and a
ball.
And a bat and you have
Australia. Australia versus England.
Cricket.
Yes.
Yeah.
A tiny dog.
Yes.
Oh, you got
that one. Ooh. They're really into it.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
I have a round of bombardment.
Oh, wow.
One final round of bombardment. What are we doing, Zoe?
Do
I have to run out? Well, I was going to say, because we've got one final round of bombardment, haven't we?
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Bombardment!
It is... I don't know what time is anymore.
It's 2:47.
Just gone, yeah, 2:45.
Right, let's do this game of bombardment.
Righty. Let me get on the mic.
Oh, Johnny needs to leave the room. Or Zoe needs to leave the room.
Well, who went first?
To say what? Should I just put my fingers in my ears?
And go la 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 la.
Yeah, I'll hug yeah. myself so I can't okay. hear. Or I can just do this again.
Okay.
We go swap.
We go swap.
We swap.
Well, I won't shout them and I'll kind of talk into it from here.
Right, so this is the final round.
This is exciting.
It is exciting. So, Johnny, if you would like to cover your ears or find some way of, you know, just...
Not listening for
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, I'll put this on.
Right. 10 minutes until the end of the podcast, man. That's
exciting.
It is exciting.
Then I can get on a train and go home. That's exciting.
So this is the final of...
This is the final bombardment, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Do you know what the scores are currently, though, Dan?
The scores currently are 52 for Johnny and, I believe, 61 for Zoe.
So it's all to play for.
Well, given that there are 15 questions...
I could do really badly.
You could do horribly.
We'll find out.
I'll do it. I'll come around and do it. I'm about to say for the music and things.
Yes. You know, there's traditions. There are protocols to follow here.
I'll stand there.
This ain't no amateur hour.
No.
It's an amateur 30 hours, yeah.
What happened in hour 23?
Who knows? I couldn't even tell you when hour 23 was.
Right, I need to go.
It was sometime after I left, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Well, it was 7 hours before now.
Right, okay.
Right
here. We trust him.
Of course you do. You ready?
Yes.
Right, here we go.
To being cute, man.
Right.
They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa.
Okay, Zoe. The 65-hour radio marathon was done by Chris and...
Jez.
Jezza Coyle is a television...
Idiot.
presenter is no libels here. Presenters of this podcast are Zoe and
Johnny.
Johnny Bravo was a show on Cartoon
Network.
Yes. Networking was made easier by Face.
Book.
Yeah. Book author who wrote Game of Thrones is George R.R.
Martin.
Yes. Martin Horwood was former Lib Dem MP for
Cheltenham.
Yes. Cheltenham Racecourse hosts the Gold
Cup.
Yeah. Cup final, FA Cup final, was won by Tom Clark's famous team.
Arsenal.
Yes.
He'd have killed me if I'd got that wrong.
Arsenals contain a large number of
weapons.
Yes, that is true. Weapons you can find in the kitchen include a fork and
knife.
Yes. Knife Party make what kind of music?
Really awesome music.
I've got electronics.
Okay, that's a shame.
Electronics are damaged when covered in
water.
Yes. Which can be donated towards our website at soundgorillas.co.uk/
The Big Podcast.
The Big Podcast is live from where?
Tone Radio, the yes. University of Gloucestershire.
Righty, so you, at the end of that, have a score of 13.
Ooh, okay.
So it's Johnny's turn now, I guess.
Okay.
We're all down there, Johnny.
Hey.
Okay. Right, I'll jump back out again.
I'm not going to tell you what score Zoe's got there.
Okay, it's fine.
Right.
It's all to play for, Johnny.
It's all to play for.
It's just like family fortune, this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I've been making these all day. I'm having quite fun. Quite a lot of fun making them, to be fair. Well, not all day. All 30 hours of this podcast.
Wow.
So, yes. Johnny, when you're ready, sir.
Okay, hang on. I'm
just
gonna get
I know, there's 10 minutes left.
It's 8.5 minutes now.
I'm surprised you can see, let alone operate the desk, so I'm very happy about that.
Right. Okay, I'm just going to make sure which one's which.
Jingle Star.
And Bears. Yeah, okay. Right, I am ready. In three, two, one, go!
Okay, Johnny, the 65-hour radio marathon was done by Chris and...
Jez.
Jezza Kyle is a television...
Can't say the word I was going to say, so presenter.
Yes. Presenters of this podcast are Zoe and...
Johnny.
Yes, Johnny Bravo was a show on Cartoon...
Network.
Yes. Networking was made easier by Face...
Books.
Yes. Book author who wrote Game of Thrones is George R.R.
Tolkien.
No, Martin. No. Martin Horwood was a former Lib Dem MP for...
Cheltenham.
Yes. Cheltenham Racecourse hosts the Gold
Cup.
Yes. Cup final winners who are Tom Clark's favourite team are...
Arsenal.
Yes. Arsenals contain a large number of...
Explosives.
No, weapons. Weapons are what you can find in the kitchen, include a fork and...
Knife.
Yes. Knife Party make what kind of music?
Dubstep.
I've got electronic written down there.
Oh.
Electronics are damaged when covered in...
Water.
Yes. Water which can be donated towards our website at www.soundgorillas.co.uk/...
The Big Podcast.
Yes, The Big Podcast is live from where?
Tone Radio.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
You've scored 12 on that round, Johnny. But unfortunately, Zoe got 13.
Woo! Oh, no.
So it seems like the winner of Bombardment for just forever is Zoe.
Yay. Yay! Well done.
I have smarts.
Yay.
So that concludes the final Bombardment ever.
What's the prize?
Pride. The only prize is pride.
Oh. Pride.
Yeah, and Zoe wins this, the Bombardment.
And you won't
series.
Be bombarded as soon as you leave the studio.
Yes.
Yay.
Fine. Well, thank you very much for letting me do that.
No, thank you for writing us such wonderful questions.
You're very welcome.
Like a stupid amount of questions.
Yes.
It's absolutely fine. I've got nothing better to do with my time. Come on. I've just finished doing university now, so nothing to do.
Yeah.
We're coming back.
Right. So.
We go back.
Oh, hey.
6 minutes.
Yay. Joe Buckingham.
Oh, hey. Blue, red, green, yellow, orange.
Orange, red, green, yellow.
Still alive. Come out, people.
Yeah.
Kick
it to a circus.
do we want to stick some music on?
Yeah.
You don't know me too well,
I've heard. Yay, so...
last little bit now.
Yeah, I've got a question for everybody in this room, actually.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I want, other than Zoe, because I know that, it's a bit hard for us to pick a good bit.
Oh.
However, if you do have one.
I do. It's 6 minutes time.
Okay. right, I want to go round and see everyone in this room whose favourite, what your favourite thing was this weekend. I guess if you haven't got one, then just say you haven't got one. It's fine.
Me from the podcast.
You can skip on. Yes, okay. Yeah, from the. From
not
the
just from outside life.
French room semi-final.
Yeah. Let's just start with Stephen.
Oh, it's so difficult, mainly because I decided to go home when most of the good stuff was happening. I think for me, probably seeing everybody back here.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, my thing.
Hey, Joe, what about you?
Well, I was tuned in at like 2 o'clock.
Oh, yes, the 2 o'clock hour.
Everything I just
not necessarily today, but the whole whole podcast.
Well, I was listening in at like 2 o'clock last night.
that was everyone interesting. Knows what hour that was.
That was I don't need to say it on air.
Was that the
that was scatological hour? Yeah,
scatological hour. Yeah. That was probably my favourite.
Yeah,
that was great.
Jazz, have you got one?
I didn't hear overnight, but I did listen to the Guitar Hero, which was great fun as well. So that's probably my favourite part.
There. Yeah, it's still there.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Have you got one?
Yeah, I think that our 2 hour game of cards against
that
humanity
was,
in the middle of the night.
Amazing.
Yeah, you really need to go see that if you didn't hear it. Well, you can't see it. It's audio.
Yeah,
go find it.
I'm going to select the same thing. That's got to be the best bit about the whole
there
thing.
There you go.
I think the Guitar Hero was quite good, and also the many rounds of bombardment were absolutely amazing.
They were excellent
because they kept you sort of guessing, and at some points sort of completely forgot what you were actually saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
What about you, Johnny?
I was gonna say it's Tom around by any chance. We should get him. Get him and Small and Kate in. As far as mine, I am just pleased with the whole thing. I'm so glad.
Most people in Tone Studio.
Yes. Yeah.
I think we've beaten that once before, actually.
You know, I'm just so.
Then we can try and break it again with the next studio.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of everyone, and thank you all for coming and stuff. We had loads of fun. Thank you as well, Zoe. Well, it's really amazing. I think it's really cool to present the podcast with you, so yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'll just chip in on the back of that. You're really ruddy talented at editing podcasts, and our podcast would be dog poo without the magic you do to them, you know. So you are ace, and I hope you get a job off the back of them.
Thank you. But I this is the thing, I hope you get jobs as well off it, and I know there's situations in life, but yeah. Right, I wanted to ask you guys what your favourite bit of this weekend has been. And I know this might be a bit difficult for Tom, because it's probably just as blurred as what it is for us.
Now.
Not the end.
No, honestly, it was really horrible, but about 6 this morning when we were all just a bit broken.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah, it was nice. It was horrible, but it was nice.
I quite enjoyed the hour, like a couple of hours ago, when I was sat in here just talking about what I should do with my hair. With Zoe. Oh, that's quite enjoyable. I know what my audience wants.
Hi.
Kate's enjoying her phone.
I am sorting out cardboard boxes. My favourite part was, although I wanted to kind of slap you a little bit, Johnny, no offence.
Right.
It's probably like the half an hour we took trying to get you to say green. It got to the point where I was just like, how the hell are you not understanding it's green? But it's fine, we worked out in the end.
What do you mean?
In the Whisper Challenge, one of the sentences were about, it was green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
So we had every kind of selection apart from
green
and ham.
Yeah.
Good. We had like hand ham and handham and
yeah,
that was great.
Hock ham and stuff.
Actually, to be fair, Heads Up was great.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good purchase.
No, thank you to all of you for giving up your really precious time to come and hang out with us in this stinky studio. We really couldn't have done it without you. You're amazing.
Aww.
You're great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I reckon what we need to do is give a big round of applause to Zoe and Johnny.
Yes!
Hooray!
everyone.
Are we just going to go out with a minute of clapping?
Well, we're half a minute now.
Okay, so half a minute of clapping.
That was the big podcast. Thank you very much for listening and all donations and stuff. You can still donate on sungrows.co.uk/thebigpodcast. Bye-bye. Bye. I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
And I will still be Zofa.
Say that again.
And I will still be Zofa.
Yay.